Today in Alabama Ag News from the Southeast AgNet, well, there will be a runoff on July 13th for the Republican candidate for Alabama Commissioner of Agriculture and Industries. And the two men vying for the bid, John McMillan and Dorman Grace, were recently asked what they believed was the greatest challenge facing agriculture in the next 10 years. McMillan answered that there are a whole lot of problems facing the industry.
But I don't know whether, I hope it's not going to reach out to 10 years, but short term, the fiscal situation in state government is the toughest problem we've got.
He added that the commissioner will also have the responsibility of serving on the state insurance board.
We got a $5 billion unfunded liability just in the health side of our state employees, $15 billion on the education side. And that's not even talking about the situation with pensions and those kind of things. So we've got some serious things we've got to face as a state.
Grace agreed that the fiscal budget was the first thing that the Ag Commissioner was going to have to face, but that long term they needed to increase agriculture by getting younger producers involved.
The average age of the farmer in the state of Alabama is 58. Average age in the United States is 57. Not a whole lot of young people coming behind us. If you want your food to come from a foreign country, just let us keep dying off and not replacing us, and you're going to see what's going to happen. Your food prices are going to go up. You're not going to know what you're going to get. And food safety is going out the window.
Once again, that runoff date is coming up on Tuesday, July 13th. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.